show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Thanks for hitting download. Big day. Tickets are on sale today at 11 a.m. So if you're listening to this before 11 a.m, oh, exciting.
Set
tickets are about to go on sale.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it after 11 a.m.
If you haven't got your tickets yet,
oh,
hurry.
Oh, how cool was that when tickets went on sale at 11 a.m.
Covering all bases.
R&B Friday presents Fridays Live, and we launched ticket sales with the Fat Man Scoop.
He's such a legend of a man. He has hosted every single Fridays Live that we've had over the years, and it wouldn't be the same without him.
Plus, we put it out there, what touched your bum on the toilet? So,
it's always a fear.
All bases today. It is a fear. It's coming up, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. There he is, man of the day, Fat Man Scoop. That's Be Faithful on Hit with Cliffo and Gabby.
Today's the day. R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live. Tickets are on sale. It is so exciting. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David. It's going to be amazing. And it's not Fridays Live without Fat Man Scoop being part of the party. And he joins us right now. How are you, Mr. Scoop?
I'm good. I'm just happy to be here. You know, I came down. Look, listen, we haven't done this in 2 years. So I made the decision to come down here and actually do every radio station, talk to every single person I could to get the word out, because it's that important. This is the biggest party in the Southern Hemisphere, period. Okay, and it's the first time in 2 years, and if you miss this, you miss everything.
Well, it is called Australia's Biggest Party, and it is. I've been to a couple. They are absolutely phenomenal. But behind the scenes, like, we've had some huge acts. We've had, you know, Usher, Craig David, we've had Nelly, we've had Janet Jackson.
Yep.
Who is the biggest partier outside of the festival?
And aside from yourself, of course.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Let me tell you the truth about me.
Yeah.
When I'm doing this, it looks like fun, but it's work for me. So I do the after party, I do the hosting, I do everything. So when I'm finished, I go to bed. But I'm going to tell you who the person is.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
It's Nelly.
Nelly!
Literally.
Of course it is.
No, listen. The people are sweeping the floor, and the guy's still there. Literally. That's a fact. Like, I know that for sure. I can say that with all certainty. Like, there's been nights that we've been in the club and the guys like sweeping the floor, they like putting glasses away. Nelly's still there, so he's definitely number one.
Did you party this week? Because it was your birthday about a week ago.
Yes. You know, I didn't. I don't. This is. I know this is going to sound really funny. When you do it as much as me, hold on, somebody is calling me. I'm on the radio in Australia. You can't just call me like this. I'll call you back. Leave me alone. I'm doing something important now. This R&B Fridays is on sale now. I can't deal with you now. I'll call you back. So here's the thing. When I'm working, I don't party. And imagine this. You work at like McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
You don't go home and flip, but that's a beautiful thing. You don't go home and flip more hamburgers.
No,
you're right.
So most of my time when I'm not working, I'm either listening to like sports radio, or I'm listening to talk radio, or I'm listening to like 50s music, something completely different.
Oh,
I like that.
For me, I don't party. I more reflect. So I had a chance to go. I was in Dubai on my birthday. I actually went and took something called a car ski. If you go on my Instagram, you can see it. It's right at the top. It's like a car ski.
We've
if you go
seen
to Dubai,
it.
It's
oh
sick.
Oh, my God. It
so
is
I
amazing.
Did that. Yeah, I did that. I'm big on massages, and I just took time to reflect. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you the truth. There's no way you can do what I do on the level I do it with the intensity over as many weeks as I do it and party.
That's totally understandable. And we totally saw you on the car ski, which is like a jet ski meets a sports car. And we were going to ask about that anyway. What I do want to ask, like after asking about your birthday, the other big milestone coming up is, and just before this chat, we listened to Be Faithful. That song next year turns 20 years old. So 2 decades of Be Faithful. What does that song mean to you in 2022? And how has that song changed your life?
Okay, so let's start here. That record is actually 29 years old, 28
what?
Years old.
Oh,
so, no, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The version of you that you got is the when we actually put it on Def Jam Records. It was 45 people on that song that people had to consult with to clear it to get it done. So imagine 45 of us in one room trying to get everybody to agree, right? They got it done, they put it out, and it went number one 20 years ago. So for me, it's like, that's huge. That record changed my life. But here's the bigger thing about it. I never did that record for me. That record was to put my brother through university.
Oh, wow.
And I put him through university. My only goal was to make $500 a show and do 100 shows and put him through the first year of college. Here we are 28 years later, and that record, I've been living off that record ever since. But that's because of the hand of God. I did something to help someone else, and God blessed me with that. So for me, I'm happy and I'm blessed that I was able to get such a iconic kind of record.
That is beautiful. That is a beautiful story. I had no idea about the reasoning behind that song.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Now, we are going to take a break and come back with something very special.
Fat Man Scoop is going to judge the winner of our R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live Rap Battlers. So we're going to have Dean and Joe going head-to-head. One of them's going to win that $2,000 travel voucher. And, of course, tickets to Fridays Live. We'll do it next.
We are on with Fat Man Scoop right now, who is, of course, presenting and hosting R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live.
Yes.
We have had some R&B battles going on this week where we've had listeners trying to win tickets and a $2,000 travel voucher to get themselves there.
Right.
We've gotten it down to two finalists, Fat Man, and we would love for you to please help us decide the winner because the raps are amazing. Like, I think you're going to be impressed.
Okay, got you. Let's go.
So we got our two finalists here. We're just going to play them back to you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, you got to pick your fave. That person will win the $2,000 travel voucher and the tickets to R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live. So number one, Fat Man Scoop. This is our day one entry, our day one battler, a guy by the name of Dean. So enjoy, Dean.
Slam the brakes on, they just announced Akon. I'm the real deal, ain't bringing a fake song. It's hardly been my day, rapping I'm poor. R&B Fridays, I want to see Macklemore. It's cracking y'all, please don't be jaded. I'm walking away with tickets to Craig David.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that's Dean.
That's the first one.
Any thoughts after listening to Dean?
I like it. He put all the names together. I like that. That works for me.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's have a listen to the second one.
So this is going up against Dean. This is Joe.
Walking into the concert in 2016, I get a drinking in public fine. Ain't that just mean?
Ooh.
Wasn't enough to dull the R&B Fridays Live shine, so I went back every year till 2019. 22 tickets, Pliffo and Gabby, I implore, so I can see Ashanti, TLC, and my main man, Macklemore.
That's
oh my
so
God!
Good!
That was great!
All right, so that's Joe.
Okay. You're asking me who to pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, who deserves these tickets?
One out of those
okay,
two.
Okay, now I want to preface this by saying something.
Yep.
I don't really like contests because contests are never a indication of where you go in your life. Like Naughty by Nature is a group that all of us know.
Yeah.
Mm.
They lost the talent show. Where's the guys who beat them? Like, you know, like
it's never
a real indication. But if you're going to ask me which one I think had more R&B Fridays in it and broke it down, it would be the first guy. He actually really, really killed it.
Dean! Dean joins us right now. Dean! Fat Man Scoop says you're the winner.
Wow, thank you.
You put it together. You put it together good, and you had every act in there, and you know your rap was clean. It was crisp. There was a flow to it. I could tell you rap, so I got to give that to you. Here's my question: if the other person could get there, then I'll make sure they get tickets.
Oh, you are
do you
too
mean that?
Kind.
If they could get there, I'll get the tickets for them.
Oh.
You remind me, right? Listen, it's under my tickets anyway. I'm going to get a certain amount of tickets anyway, so it's cool. It's only two tickets. Nobody comes. I'm out here by myself. Nobody comes with me anyway.
We've
so
got our runner-up, Joe, did you hear that offer from Fat Man Scoop?
I did, and I'd actually come up with a little verse that referenced our great host. So.
Oh, really?
Thank fitting.
You. All right,
so
go
listen,
let's do it.
Listen, check this out. If you can get there, just get the information to the people. If you can get yourself there, and you can take care of your own accommodations and do your own thing, I'll make sure you get tickets.
You're amazing. Thank you.
That's on you, though. That's on you now.
Joe, you hold there. We'll get some more details. Dean, you've got the double pass and you've got the travel voucher. Congratulations. Sounds like both of you guys going to R&B Fridays Presents Fridays Live. Congrats. We got to wrap this up because Fat Man Scoop, like you said, he's talking busy to man. Every radio station in Australia. Fat Man Scoop, thank you for your time. Enjoy Fridays Live.
Well, thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I love you. And listen, people. This is Australia's biggest party, but in the bigger picture, it's like the Southern Hemisphere's biggest party. Another thing, you want to follow me, you can see everything I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and where I'm doing it at Fat Man Scoop. I love y'all.
I had a moment when I was on the loo yesterday that had me freaking out because, stay with me here, it's not disgusting. I was racing to the bathroom because I was very busting, like I needed to go now. And when
Sorry,
I got in there.
This sound story sounds like it could.
Well, that's disgusting. As disgusting as it gets.
Okay.
I was busting. That's as bad as it gets. So don't freak out.
There was an explosion.
So, no, there was no explosion.
The,
I was just busting.
The porcelain literally split in two. I never had to come in with a mop.
I get into the bathroom and I see that there's a cockroach in the bathroom, a little cocky that was sitting there staring at me.
I don't get that. Why do they go to the bathroom? Because there's nothing there to eat.
No, I'm pretty sure they come up through our shower drain. I think that's where they come from.
I've found cockies in the bathroom too before, and it's like, it's like that scene with the golf ball in Happy Gilmore. It's like, this is not your home. Go home.
Yeah, there's nothing for you here.
To the kitchen where the food is.
What are you doing? But I saw it, and I was like, oh, if I don't catch it right away, you know you'll lose it because it'll disappear and you won't be able to find it
and
in order to
becomes
catch it.
Ten.
Oh, right? So I grabbed some toilet paper, I grabbed the cockroach, and I threw it in the loo. But I didn't have enough time, because as I said, I was busting, to check that it was definitely dead before I sat down. And so I'm sitting on the loo.
And you didn't do a pre-flush.
And I just threw it in and I went because that's busting. I didn't have time for any of those things. I had to go. So I'm sitting there and the whole time I'm sitting there, I was just waiting for a little tickle on the tush of a cockroach trying to get out. And the thought was freaking me out. I had this image of a cockroach touching my butt while I was on the loo.
Couple of things. Mm. Number one, you're a grown-ass woman. Sort your schedule out. Like, there's no reason, particularly after work, that you need to be cutting it that fine.
I'm pretty sure
I'd just
woken up from a nap and, like, I'd had a lot to drink.
Number two, though, I totally get what you mean. Because I've picked up a cocky or, do you know what I mean? Like,
a spider sometimes.
There's a dead fly.
Yeah.
You pick up, you just put it in the toilet.
Yeah. And even if you do know it's dead, sometimes you just go, but what if it's not? What if it's going to come back to life and it's trying to get out and the only thing stopping it from getting out is my butt? And so it's going to be like, hello.
You want to have that leeway time that you can do a pre-flush.
Totally.
If you can afford a pre-flush, I would always recommend a pre-flush if there's a critter in the dunny.
I want to know though, 13, 10, 60. Yeah. Has anyone actually experienced something touching them on the tush when they're on the toilet?
Yeah.
Like maybe you didn't put it there. Maybe it was unknowingly there in the toilet bowl and you sat down and suddenly there was a little tick, 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 tickle on the butt cheek.
I feel like it would be a very big surprise.
Oh, wouldn't you freak out?
You do hear the stories in Queensland of snakes going through the overflow in the backyard because most, bathrooms have an overflow. So if for some reason the toilet backs up and overflows, it goes in the backyard
and
not
damp
on the floor or whatever. Yeah. And if you don't have one of those sort of grates, those crisscross grates over the overflow, the snakes just go for the But the snakes just go for the cool, dark place, mate.
Yeah.
That's straight into your bathroom.
If you've had a snake tickle your butt cheek while you're on the loo, my God, call us right now on 13 10 60. But we'll take anything. Cockroach, spider.
Yeah.
Mouse.
Frogs.
Frogs! Good one.
Frogs are a good one.
What touched you on the bum when you were on the loo? That's
your
what
partner,
we want to know. Oh,
maybe.
Well.
That'd your be partner sneaking in, going, now's not the time, love.
I don't know. How do you get in there? Well, I guess if you're like standing up.
Just on the outside.
Oh, okay.
There's ways in there, Gabby. There's ways.
Don't. No, if someone's on the loo, leave them be.
There's ways in.
It ain't 10-60.
What touched you on the bum while you were on the toilet? And was the fright as big as we're thinking it would be? 13-10-60. If something actually legit touched you on the bum, while you were doing number twosies, or if you're a girl, number onesies, or if you're a bloke who sits down. Yeah. Some blokes do that. We're not judging.
No judgment.
131060, what touched you on the douche? On the toilet? On here? Anita's here. Anita, what touched you on the butt?
Oh, I had a lovely experience when I was out camping with scouts. I had a frog touch my bum.
Oh, my God. Was it as big a fright as I expected?
Yes, I was only about 5 or 6 years old, so I went screaming with my pants down outside to the camp leader.
That's enough to give you a complex, isn't it?
I reckon like, I would still do that at my age. I would go running with my pants down.
Oh, there's Gabby, exhibitionist as always. Emma's here. Emma, what touched your bum?
So I had a similar situation to Gabby, and I was busting.
Yeah.
And we live sort of like rural in like a foresty area. We always have frogs in our toilet.
Yeah.
And on this one occasion, I was so busting, I was like, oh, I'm not bother doing a pre-flush. I need to go. And then I had a friendly little tap on the bum from a little tree frog.
Another frog.
A nice little friendly tap. Hello, let me out before you do that, please.
Hi, it's certainly dark up there. Sam, what touched your bum?
Oh, my God, it was terrifying. So we were at a dam and it's like the concrete block toilets. And I walk in and there's notices, signs everywhere. Please keep the lids down because we have frogs. And the lid was down, but as I lifted it, I still stepped back thinking, like, anticipation. But there was no frogs. It was all good. I sat down and hadn't prepared for what was hiding underneath the lid.
Oh, of course.
Frog got me good.
Got you good, mate.
I bet it would.
Oh, God, you'd jump.
You'd make a mess, wouldn't you?
That's what you
would.
Because
if you're in the middle, you can't stop.
Yeah, it'd be everywhere. It'd be a nightmare. And then you'd walk out going, don't blame me. It was the frog's fault. That's three frogs. I'm guaranteed Hannah is not a frog.
Yes.
So, Hannah, what touched you on the bum? It's not a frog.
So, I actually used to live in, like, rural Australia between Hungerford and Thargaminda.
Oh, yeah, that sounds very remote.
It is. There's a population of six in Hungerford when I was there.
Wow.
Wow. And then you left.
Five.
I did. I definitely did. And it was the one night that I went out to the toilet, like our toilet and shower used to be outside the rooms. And it was the one night that I didn't turn the light on. And anyways, I went in for number one and I was sitting down and like I was, something touched me on the shoulder.
Oh.
And it was actually two brown snakes that were coiled up in the top of the toilet system. And I tell you what, a number one nearly turned to a number two.
I bet.
And there's another brown snake coming.
A little while ago, we launched the Anko Fanko. Anko. It's the Anko Fanko. Which was an Anko fan club. Didn't really go anywhere after one day.
We all joined it and then...
it just went away.
That's about it.
Just sort of did it.
Yep.
Who wants to join the club? Then it went away. I do kind of want to bring it back today because I had a little magic moment at Kmart the other day because there's one particular Anko product that we absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the little boys and little girls. Fake Birkenstocks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Far more affordable than the real ones.
So, in fact, what I might do, producer Hayley, can I send you this photo of what I'm talking about and we'll whack it up on our Instagram?
Mm.
Yeah, at Cliffo and Gabby.
At Cliffo and Gabby. All right, I'm just going to send that to you now, Hales. Oh, I thought you would have been one of my favourites.
Oh, that's just
Hayley.
Offensive.
There you are. Sent. Okay, so Kmart for a couple of years have made these Anko fake Birkenstocks.
Mm.
And they're $12 and they're just for kids, only like little kids, like toddler to kind of, well, my son's, he's three and yeah, fit him now. Probably would fit him for another 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But sort of junior kids, I guess, right?
Sure.
And they've been making these for, oh, we've probably been on them for 12 months or so. And then boom, mysteriously disappeared.
They do that a lot.
Totally went away. Nowhere to be found.
Ugh.
And Charlie's old faux Birkenstocks, the Anko brand from Kmart, were absolutely threadbare. So he'd actually worn them so much that the little bit of material between the cork on the base and the foot had actually ripped away.
Oh, yeah.
So he was still wearing them.
Straight on the cork.
But he's, yeah, but not only just on the cork, but on the glue as well. Didn't care. And they were getting so small that his little toes were hanging over the edge.
Oh.
But they were still just his favourite little shoes.
Yeah.
And we couldn't bear to part with them. I'm at Kmart the other day, and it wasn't even, like, they haven't been restocked. The product has been discontinued. But sitting there in a wrong spot, just randomly amongst other shoes, because for like 6 months, I'll go to Kmart and I'll look for them.
Never find.
And I've said to people, are they coming back? No, they've been discontinued. Mm. But sitting there randomly in the wrong spot was one pair of size 8s.
Wow.
And his old pair was size 6. So
you're
it's
ready to
the
go.
Exact pair we need. Sitting there, one pair, $12, picked it up.
What are you going to do in a year's time?
Stuff. But 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon Anko Fanco members, we all have our favourite like Kmart product that was discontinued.
Mm.
So if you relate, 13, 10, 60, give us a call. What Kmart product have they discontinued that they shouldn't have? Like, what Kmart product did you absolutely love, but it's been killed off for whatever reason?
I have one. So my dog Bear is a Chihuahua. He's only 2.5 kilos, so he's very small. And they had this sheep toy for dogs that they had.
Oh, Sheepy.
Sheepy. And ever since he was a tiny, tiny, tiny puppy, he's had a Sheepy. And he doesn't destroy them. He's too small to destroy toys. Mm. But they get feral. Like, they get disgustingly dirty. And so we have to replace them. They just started discontinuing them because they only do the bigger toys for the bigger dogs now. And so just when I realized they were discontinuing them, I bought 7.
I feel like that's discrimination for small dogs.
Right? There are no small dog toys there anymore. I can't find any that are suitable for his tiny little jaw. Like, even the balls are too big.
Maybe
you can't pick them up.
Toys from Barbie dolls or something, or like accessories that come with like a Cabbage Patch Kid or something.
I think they're too small, but maybe.
13, 10, 60.
I can't believe they've discontinued it.
Give us a call. What's the Kmart product they shouldn't have discontinued? So the Kmart product that you have, let's be honest, like the lifespan of Anko.
It's not long.
It's not long.
You need to replace them quite frequently.
You're there for a good time, not for a long time.
True.
But 13, 10, 60.
Anko. It's the Anko Fanco.
If you're a member of the Anko Fanco and there's a Kmart product that they had, you loved, you lived it, you loved it, you laughed it, like Gabby said, but then they discontinued it all of a sudden for whatever reason. 13, 10, 60. What Kmart product shouldn't they killed off? Or shouldn't they have killed off from here? Katie's here. Katie, are you a member of our Anko Fanco?
Oh, absolute member.
I love her.
Founding member, I bet.
Anko Fanco. It's the Anko Fanco.
Yeah, it's like 3 founding members out there. You are one of them, Katie. Congrats to you. What's the Kmart product that you love and then they killed it off?
Mm.
Oh, I'm still hung up on this. It's about almost 2 years ago now. So they had a thong, like a sandal for women, and it was like fake leather, super soft sole, was so comfortable, but it looked a little bit more formal than just your plastic plugger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Everyone needs a, like Gabby, you've said this
thongs.
For years, you need your at-home thongs and you need your good thongs.
Your dressy thongs.
So you're going out thongs, absolutely.
Yeah, going out thongs.
And they were so comfortable and they were just like a cream colour, so they looked nice and I wore them to absolute death.
Yeah.
And what happened was when I realised that they weren't on the shelf anymore, I emailed Kmart, I tried to ring customer support, and I was like, we need these back on the shelf, but no dice.
No response?
Right.
Yeah, they responded and just said that they're no longer in production and they won't be back.
Oh, no!
Okay, Katie, what size are you?
I'm a size 10.
13, 10, 60. If there is anyone with a size 10 pair of these thongs, like how particular are you, Katie? Like if they're not brand new, but they're hardly worn.
I would take them. Oh, absolutely.
All right. If anyone's got a size 10, 13, 10, 60, hit us up.
Live buy, swap and sell here.
Could you imagine the reunion? I want to do a reunion where Katie and the thongs are reunited.
This would be amazing.
It would be beautiful.
13, 10, 60, if you got the pluggers on hit. Katie, best of luck, okay?
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Alpha Bucks
is back on Monday, the 15th of, let me double check that. It's going to be Monday, the 15th of August,
well done.
Everyone.
Well done. The answer you're looking for Monday, the 15th of August, Alpha Bucks, is bagpipe. You know, my uncle has learnt to play the bagpipes and he chooses to bring them out at family functions like Christmas, and his daughters cringe.
They're so loud.
And kind of annoying.
For his neighbours,
We've got Scottish heritage, so he thinks it's a thing he needs to do.
Does he put the kilt on as well?
No. thank God.
You've got to be very careful, like when you're crossing your legs wearing the kilt.
And you don't want
to
breathe.
That striptease kind of thing happening.
Yeah, like the Sharon Stone.
Yeah, sexy. Bagpipes, your free answer for Monday's Alpha Bucks on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.